Welcome to another episode of Let's Chat With. Joining me is vegan, entrepreneur, producer, actress, writer, author, and Montreal's own Nafsika Antipas. So you are a vegan. How long have you been vegan and why did you become vegan?
I've been vegan for 8 years. I went vegan one night when I was watching a documentary on Netflix. I was nursing my son at the time. I just was browsing through Netflix looking for something to watch and came across this vegan documentary, and that it really was a real eye-opener for me. And after watching it, it made me want to learn more about the vegan lifestyle, the plant-based lifestyle. And I started researching more, watching more documentaries, looking up recipes. And I basically ended up going vegan that very night. So I went vegan overnight.
What was it like when you told people that you were going vegan?
Everyone was concerned for my health. Funny, because all your life, your parents are telling you to eat more fruits and vegetables. And then when you decide to only eat fruits and vegetables and, like, you know, plant-based things, you know, everyone's a little concerned, like, oh, you know, maybe you should have a little bit of meat just in case, you know. So the only thing I could say is that because I went, I transitioned right away, the same night, it was a little bit of a little shock to my body, because I stopped eating meat completely, like cold turkey. So I did feel a little weird at the beginning, the first few days. Soon enough, I was perfectly fine because I was more conscious of what I was eating, and I'm making sure I was getting all my nutrients from everything, having a well-balanced plant-based diet.
Who taught you how to cook?
I'm self-taught. I'd like to say my mother. I mean, she does have a lot of plant-based dishes that she makes that I try to duplicate. I can never quite make them as good as her. And growing up in a Greek household, it's a very Mediterranean kind of, Greeks are very Mediterranean. So we have a Mediterranean diet. So that means it's a lot of plant-based foods. So we've grown up eating a lot of plant-based foods, and meat was really more like twice a week type of thing. So it wasn't too much meat. It wasn't like a terrible change for me personally, but I did notice, even though I went from eating that too many times of meat a week to zero, I did still notice a difference, because I believe it's because I was detoxifying, you know, getting rid of all the toxins in my body. So there's a little bit of a transition period there.
What's your favorite meal to cook?
It has to be Greek. I love a lot of things, but I would say I love mixing vegetables with things like vegetables and potatoes and sauce, and it's so easy to make in the oven. I love oven baked meals. So I just basically toss whatever I have. I love broccoli, cauliflower, potatoes, and carrots. So I'll throw that, roast them. And sometimes I'll include, some rice with that or some other veggies. I love my Greek potatoes, my Greek potatoes.
You're from Montreal. What's your city's vegan, vegetarian, and plant-based food scene like?
We do have more and more vegan restaurants opening up. Just down where I live, there's one really cool one called Veganary, half Greek, half Jewish cuisine. Further down, there's Burger Fiance. There's like fast food kind of vegan restaurants in our area. And there's lots of vegan restaurants. If you go further downtown, there's restaurants that have been around since the 90s. So vegan restaurants that we didn't actually realize they were vegan because it wasn't so known. You know, it's just a plant-based place you would go eat, and they wouldn't have meat options. So you didn't really think about it too much. You would just eat whatever they had. And now, of course, it's, a lot of people are more aware of the vegan diet, the plant-based diet. So, and they're out looking specifically for those types of foods.
What do you say to people who think vegan is just eating three salads, eating salads three times a day?
A bunch of bologna, vegan bologna. No, definitely you can... It's way more than that. And I realized when I went vegan that I started eating a lot more foods. Like I used to stick when I was eating more of a meat diet, I would just stick to certain things, a lot of chicken, you know, a couple times a week. Whereas when you're vegan or plant-based vegan, you start experimenting with different foods. And I started actually liking a lot of Indian food, something I didn't know I liked before. You're just more open to experimenting new foods, and you're more versatile. And I think you can eat a lot of different foods. Most foods are vegan. You know, it's just if you take out the dairy and the meat, but everything else is vegan. So anybody can eat a plant-based vegan diet.
What advice do you have someone who wants to become vegan?
Well, I have an app actually that helps you go vegan. It's called Nafsika's Garden, the plant-based switch. You can look it up on the any app store. I help you go vegan within 6 weeks. So it's a slow transition so that it's not like overnight like I did. You know, that's a little bit drastic. It's a nice, smooth transition. I think you should do it slowly I would start off with the meat, cut off the meat right away. That's easiest. And then the cheese. I came up with my own vegan cheese because of this reason. I went vegan and I was looking for a good vegan cheese at the time. I couldn't find one. So I found it in Upstaker's Garden, and it's available now all across Canada.
In 2017, you became a certified health and lifestyle coach. How did that become about?
So I was, I had my TV show at the time called The Plant-Based by Napsika. So it was my own vegan lifestyle TV series on national TV. It was A&E Network. It was the first vegan lifestyle series, actually, on mainstream television. So I had that show. I was hosting it. I was the writer. And I was doing that, speaking to different people, interviewing people. And I was talking to my agent at the time, and they told me they thought it would be a good idea if I was certified, you know, a certified health coach, since I'm talking to people. And I became certified health coach. It took me a year. And then I started teaching people how to go vegan. So I curated like my own little program with a daily menu plan and recipes and a lot of research in there. So that's how I have my app. And I'm also going to be publishing it as a book as well. So I'm really just trying to help people go vegan. So I thought it'd be the best idea is if I became a certified health coach.
You are the owner of the international vegan brand Napsika's Garden. Can you tell me how that got started and what kind of products does the company make and sell?
Yeah, so I was saying before, the vegan cheese is something is a big worry for a lot of people who are looking to transition to a vegan lifestyle. And I wanted to take that worry away from them, you know, the idea of missing their cheese, their favorite cheese. So I wanted to produce my own vegan cheese that tastes just like cheese. Cheese has the same texture, the smell, everything. So you won't miss it. You know, there's and for you not to have to compromise your taste buds. And you can find amazing cheese in you know, different countries. So I'm in Canada and the US and different countries across Europe as well. So I did that I started in 2019. I was across Canada. I was actually the first vegan cheese to be at Walmart in Canada.
What's the primary goal of the company and where do you see the company in 5 years?
The primary goal is to grow to more plant-based food options, definitely different types of foods, which I am already working on. Actually, we just launched yogurt, but I have a lot of more very interesting, exciting new products coming. I just don't want to mention them right now, but I am working on a lot of new products. So that's something that I'm going to be consistently doing as we go and expanding to more countries, more and more countries every year.
You told us, you said earlier that you had a TV show. So can you tell us how that got started and what it's like being the host of your show?
So when I went vegan that one night in January 2013, I wanted to help people go vegan too. So I said, how can I help people go vegan efficiently? And I decided I'll make my own TV show. So I just contacted producers in New York and came across a really great team of guys that we became very close, good friends with. And we produced the show within 6 months. So when I came up with the idea, September 2015, we were airing to 70 million households by 2016.
Besides running the international food brand, you're also an author. You wrote the book called The Plant-Based Switch. Can you tell me why you wanted to write that book?
Yes, it was to help people definitely go vegan again. Like when I did the TV show, I was helping people go vegan on air and speaking to different people. But I really wanted to create a book that would give everyone a step-by-step process and to do it within 6 weeks and to give everybody like a kind of timeline and offer, you know, like I said, daily menu plans without having them to worry too much. What are they going to eat? So I'm writing it for you. I'm giving you exactly what you're going to eat. And of course, you have options. If you don't like that, you can try different recipes. So there's loads of recipes in the book. The book is going to be published soon. It's not available yet. The app is available right now, though.
Now, your life hasn't always been about promoting the vegan lifestyle. In 2014, you founded the nonprofit organization People Against Violence, which has a 24-hour helpline. What is the nonprofit about and why did you create it?
So back in the early 2000s, I was seeing a lot of when the internet started to kind of blowing up a bit and a lot of social media and seeing a lot of videos exposed. And it really pained me to see women and children being harmed and physically assaulted or hurt. And it, as a woman and as a mom, it really affected me. So I wanted to do something to help people feel more safe, find peace, and to help, battered women and children. So I founded People Against Violence. It has a 24/7 hotline where you can call and speak to a certified counselor. This is all nonprofit, by the way. Yeah. So we offer services. We have resources. Depending where you're situated, we'll help find a shelter for you. We have emergency accommodations if it comes to that. But we really try to help people get through the issue, find ways to get out of it.
Your motto is, if you plant it, it will grow. What does that mean?
If you plant it, it will grow is something I came up with and I trademarked because it's kind of like my life a little bit. If you plant it, if you have an idea and you start something and you take care of it and you feed it, you give it water, it'll grow. So it's kind of really like what I'm doing in my life with my projects and everything, just, giving a little care to what I'm doing and watching it blossom. And it's also really about taking care of yourself, and manifesting what you want, what you believe, what you want to see in your life and just helping it happen.
With everything that you're doing in life, what is your ultimate ambition?
Everything I do is basically helping the world become a better place. Every single thing I do. So from the, People Against Violence nonprofit to the vegan cheese to my TV show to other TV shows I'm working on currently, actually. Everything I do is to really help people have a happier, peaceful life. And I truly believe that veganism is getting us one step closer.
Finally, where can people find more information about you and your companies? Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, website?
So you can follow me on at Nastika Antipas on Instagram, Facebook, or nastikaantipas.com on my website. Regarding anything food related, my brand is nastikasgarden.com. And so you can follow me at Nastika's Garden on Instagram, Facebook, even TikTok now.
Thank you, Nafika, for joining me on this episode of Let's Chat With.
Thank you so much for having me.